Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, Shop Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
The Prince of Bucks kept it going last night. Good morning, Chris Shine. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Mutt. It was a good night for me last night. 2 of 3 on the bets given out on this very podcast. So, you know what? We'll take it. And we just missed the team total. They had 2 minutes and 15 seconds of empty net time that they couldn't cash in on top of David Krejci absolutely ringing a blast off the post. Oof. And another puck leaking past Jordan Binnington and sitting next to the post.
So
it was
close.
Just unlucky. The Bruins dominated that game. We were on the right side of it. We got 2 of 3. We'll take it.
We saw domination from the Bruins, domination, from the Ravens. Just went into New Orleans,
yeah.
And New Orleans had absolutely nothing between Andy Dalton and Taysom Hill, a quarterback. Was funny to watch the Manning cast for a bunch of the game last night, sort of mocking the idea of this being the quarterback setup and mocking Taysom Hill and mocking the play calling. But the first half cashed easily for the Ravens. They cashed their win easily as well. Prop bets were kind of weird. Isaiah Likely had the highest target share on the team, Shime, but just one catch for that touchdown, and that was all she wrote. So people loved Isaiah Likely yesterday, but the Ravens decided we're going to run the football down the Saints' throats. Able to do it with Kenyon Drake and Lamar Jackson, baby. Woo!
Yeah, I mean, Kenyon Drake was great in that game.
Sure was.
Lamar Jackson also
I had
also
no prop
awesome
action on Kenyon Drake, unfortunately. Zero.
Yeah, I went with a last-minute touchdown scorer prop missed because I tried to same-game parlay pair it with Alvin Kamara. Bad job by me. Stupid. Stupid decision. That's what we get for parlaying, right, Mutt?
I don't like parlays.
Nope.
I make them every week, but I don't like them.
That's what we get. But regardless, I mean, the Ravens just showed last night how dominant they can be.
Yep.
On offense, even without Mark Andrews, Rashad Bateman's done for the year. Doesn't matter. Lamar Jackson's just one of the best to do it. And I believe Adam Schefter tweeted this out. Baltimore now joins the 2011 Green Bay Packers as the last two teams to ever lead by double digits in each of their 9 first games of the season.
Wow.
First 9 games of the season.
And they have 4 losses.
Yeah, well, that also tells you
losses,
that also tells you how banged up and bad the defense was to start the season. They're not blowing those losses anymore, right? That loss they blew to Buffalo, that loss they blew to Miami, that's not happening anymore. That's what makes this Baltimore team so dangerous, and it's why I made them my Super Bowl pick before the season.
Yeah, I liked them too. I liked them to make the playoffs. Liked Lamar for MVP. Liked John Harbaugh for Coach of the Year. Those things hanging on for dear life at this point. But the Ravens making a big run here with some primetime games. That certainly helps. I don't think Lamar Jackson hurt himself last night in the MVP race, Shine. That's where I want to focus on for the next 10 minutes or so. There are no local games tonight. Celtics win last night. Not easily, but a good defensive second half against John Morant. They got it done. So they win. They're off for a couple days. Bruins off until, is it Wednesday or Thursday? It's next Bruins game. So there's no local stuff.
Thursday.
So no local stuff tonight. It's election day. So I want to focus on the MVP race with the Josh Allen news. So this may be worthless by the time you hear it. So I'm admitting that right now, but it's worth talking from a gambling standpoint. This is a gambling podcast. What the Josh Allen injury might mean for the MVP race. It felt like a 2-horse race going into the weekend between Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. Allen did not play well against the Jets. Mahomes played unbelievably on Sunday night with like a million pass attempts, 58, in fact, against the Titans. And Jalen Hurts just wins and wins and wins and wins and wins. So with the news of Josh Allen's UCL potentially being hurt, sprained, banged up, whatever, the odds have shifted this morning, Shime, in the MVP race a little bit. Patrick Mahomes is now your favorite at 2-1. Jalen Hurts at +250. Josh Allen has dropped to +350. Tua is 8-1. Lamar is 12-1. The only five guys that are under 20-1. And the guy who's 21 right now, you would have gotten a billion to one on in the preseason. That is Geno Smith. So he's a great story. I would not bet a nickel at 20-1 on Geno, considering what you could have gotten him at. You missed the boat. Sorry. He's not worth investing in now. But let me ask you, Shime, what do you think the Lamar injury does, depending on the news that we get?
The Josh Allen injury.
I'm sorry, Lamar. Yeah. Josh Allen. Like, it could be one of three things, right? It could be he's going to miss a couple weeks. It could be going to play through it. Or it could be, worst-case scenario, he's announced is out for the year today at some point. So, again, we're talking before this is announced. We expect McDermott to have an update for the fan base. Josina Anderson is suggesting it's not that bad. But I want to play out those three scenarios, Shime. What does this injury mean, if anything, for you as it relates to NFL MVP 2022?
Yeah, if Josh Allen is out, it makes me far more interested in Tua. I'm bummed I missed Tua. I didn't dive in. I love this Miami team. I love watching their games, and I didn't jump in earlier, and I kind of hate myself for it. But I think it really kind of opens the door for Tua at 8-1 being pretty good value, and it opens the door back up for our bets that we had on Lamar. I think there's still a chance. You look at the rest of Lamar's schedule. It's not going to be that tough. He's got the Panthers, Jaguars, Broncos, Steelers, Browns, Falcons, Steelers, Bengals. Like, he already has 6 wins on the season. He wins, what, 5 of those games?
Get to 11.
Yeah, he gets to 11. He gets to 11. 6 of them, he gets to 12, and he's one of the top 2 seeds in the AFC. And I think that could do it for him. I mean, he's...
I don't think it's dead.
No,
I'm glad you brought
no
it up.
Means.
I don't think it's dead.
Because he's towards the top of the league in passing touchdowns. The rushing has been ridiculous, rushing touchdowns as well. I mean, the guy is averaging like 10 yards a carry when he runs the football, which is insane. It is insane numbers. And so I don't think the Lamar bets are dead. And then Tua would be the other guy that kind of opens my eyes a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just looking, trying to pull it up now. I don't know if this is going to do rated or not rated. Of course, Football Reference is now acting slow for some reason. I'm trying to refresh this here. I don't know why it's going by yards. I don't care about this dumb video up there. I'm going to try this way. Okay. Yeah, Lamar is 93.7 quarterback rating. So he's just inside the top 10. What's going to help him is the rushing yards.
Yep.
What's going to help him is people are going to look at the combination of, well, he's got, at this point, 16 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, so almost a 3-1 ratio. That's pretty good. But when you add in the rushing stuff, it really does change the game because he's been so good, Shime, running the football. But by the way, so is Jalen Hurts. Like, so I acknowledge that, you know, he has a long way to go. And I think Hurts certainly is in the driver's seat right now because they're a wagon right now. They're an absolute wagon. But I don't think it's dead. And the twist, and by the way, Lamar is 8th in the NFL in rushing yards this year. 635 rushing
yards. Yeah, see, and that's the other thing, too. Like, Hurts only has 326 rushing yards. Like, he has 6 rushing touchdowns, but he only has 326 rushing yards. I think the things that help Hurts are he's not throwing interceptions. He's only thrown 2, which is a number that's even shocking to me, and that his team is undefeated. Like, those are what Hurts has going for him, because I think every other category, Lamar's going to beat him. When it comes to passing yards, passing touchdowns, rushing yards, things of that nature, when it comes to actual yardage, Lamar is probably going to beat him. But what Hurts has is that record and the low interception number.
Yeah, the other thing that's going to help him, potentially, Shime, 1,000 yards rushing for a quarterback is always helpful for narrative street, right? He's got 656,
100%.
635 right now. He's got 8 games left.
8 games left, and he already has 635 yards.
Okay, if he rushes for 50 yards a game, he's going for 1,000 yards this year.
Correct.
So the touchdown's not – he's only got 2 rushing touchdowns. I'd like to set number a little bit higher, but I'm with you. I'm glad we have it at that number, but I think that the if he's out – if Josh Allen is out for the year, then I'm with you. A couple of the prices then into play. If he misses a couple of weeks – that helps the guys up top in Jalen Hurts and Mahomes. Like, if he's going to come back at some point, because he'll still take some money, it's going to keep the odds relatively in check on some of those guys. Mahomes has come on late. I mean, his night Monday night, like, they're just decided, you know, we're not going to run the football. We have nine running backs: Pacheco, McKinnon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Well, they couldn't run the ball. I mean, they had,
we're just going to throw.
Their two running backs in Pacheco and Clyde Edwards-Helaire combined for 9 carries for 10 yards. Like, come on.
Yeah. So that would certainly change some things. Depending on what they announce here today, I'm trying to think I have a hard time going past Lamar at 12-1. Like, even I'm playing the game where Josh Allen all of a sudden gets ruled out today forever. The Brady stuff is not there this year.
Yeah, like, the only guy that might be able to make a run past Lamar, I guess, would be Joe Burrow if Cincinnati absolutely lights it up in the second half. But without Jamar Chase, that feels unlikely.
Yeah, I think it's going to – if Allen is ruled out for the year today if you're thinking about betting Tua, if you're thinking about betting Lamar Jackson or even Joe Burrow, like you said, Chime, I would say bet it today with the acknowledgement that if they rule out Josh Allen – again, we're not saying this is going to happen, but I want to walk through this. Once he's ruled out, these odds are going to – they're going to plummet. They're going to plummet. Like, Mahomes is going to go to +150. Jalen Hurts is going to go to 2-1. Tua's going to 7-1. Lamar's going to 10-1. Like, these odds will change drastically in the hours after Josh Allen, if he's announced out for the year.
So, with you. There's one other person I would like to mention here.
Let me look at the board.
Long shot, but...
Okay. Does he play in the NFC?
No.
Okay. I'll get out of the way, because I thought you might be leaning towards a what if Shanahan unleashes CMC over the next 8-9 games.
Right idea in a position player.
Wrong, at 100-1.
Wrong player, though.
100-1. Go ahead.
Tyreek Hill at 80-1? Like, the guy... So hear me out. I understand that...
I'll hear you out, but I'm going to hit you with what you hit me with on the Rookie of the Year thing last week. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand it's a quarterback award. I do recognize that, and I understand that. But there's a chance that Tyreek Hill has well over 2,000 yards. He has 1,100 yards already.
That's wild.
Insane. Like, I've never seen a number that high. Like, you want his touchdown number to come up, but he has 76 catches for 1,100 yards already. He could eclipse 2,000. And so, to me, right, when I look back on former record-breaking performances, there were other performances that were just, like, far beyond the scope that they kind of got pushed to the side. Like Adrian Peterson ran for over 2,000 yards, but it was also the same season Peyton Manning threw for 5,055 touchdowns. So I look at the quarterbacks, and as good as Patrick Mahomes is, I don't think he's going to quite get to 5,000 yards. I definitely don't think he's going to get to 50 touchdowns. So it's like, I don't think a quarterback is going to have a record-breaking kind of season, like a Hall of Fame season, more or less. Whereas Tyreek Hill could. And I understand that Tua is also in this discussion, but, like, again, Tua will be a really good quarterback, but the performance won't be like 07 Brady or 14 year it was with Peyton Manning, where he had the 55 touchdowns, or even Patrick Mahomes' first full year as a starter, where he had the 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. Like, I don't think any of those seem realistic for the quarterbacks. But Tyreek Hill could have over 2,000 yards.
I just want... So if he does that, I mean, Tua has an unbelievable... The issue is that Tua, if even he gets there and sets that record, Tua has a monster year.
Like, does that, he, though? Because, like, Tua's only at 1980. Right?
Yeah, so, but what about the quarterback rating, the touchdown passes? Like, you're assuming double-digit touchdowns, too, which they're all coming from Tua in that case, right?
Sure, but I mean, even if he gets to 10 touchdowns on 2,000 yards, right? Tua will have thrown 26 touchdowns, 28 touchdowns on the season. Like, that's not the numbers. See, that Tua's going to have aren't going to be eye-popping. That's the thing. He's only at 1,980 yards, so, you know, by the end of the season, he might have around 4,000. Like, that's, I mean, come on. That's not that much.
The other thing is that, of course, the offensive coordinator gets the ball to everybody. Like, that might be more harmful than the Tua thing, is that, like, Waddle, for as good as, like, so Tyreek Hill was great on Sunday. Waddle was still awesome. Jeff Wilson got a million carries and catches. They still have Raheem Mostert. They're throwing a Trent Sherfield in the slot. They throw to Gesicki. It's not like the Raiders, who have decided with Josh, like, hey, we're only going to throw to Devontae Adams when we throw. They spread the ball around so much, and I think it's more of a McDaniels, you know, playing Madden against the other team and not caring who the ball goes to. To his credit, Tyreek's getting open. I would never talk you off anything at 80-1. I just think the hurdles are pretty significant for him to get to a number that would get past two at this point. And then I think the battle in on his own team would be, are they ever going to give him like an 11 for 195 in three game versus like him and Waddle splitting the up top numbers? That those are my two concerns, but at 80-1, it's certainly worth a pizza money bet.
I think what I need to do is I need to go back to 2012 when Calvin Johnson had almost 2,000 yards and see how many votes he got, because that'll be a good at least metric, right? Because that's the guy that you're talking about that Tyreek Hill would surpass. So if there was just like if he got a lot of votes, then I think Tyreek Hill might be worth it. But if he didn't, then
it
you're probably 2000
and 12. Let's see if I can find the voting here. Well, I was 2012. We sure? Let's hold on.
It was AP that year. That was the year AP ran for a ton of yards, too.
So 2012 MVP voting. I like the internet. Helps us out. Let's see. Yeah.
So I'm looking at it right now. So Adrian Peterson had 36 votes. Manning had 8. Brady had 2. Calvin Johnson had 2.
Yeah. That's the issue, right? They don't love. I mean, there's going to be so. I mean, that's the other thing. Like, so Hill has this record year. There are some other guys who are like Davante Adams is going to put up some monster numbers by the end. There's some other guys that are going to put up crazy numbers.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's an eye roll amongst the media. Like, well, there are three or four guys that were all awesome. Yes, Tyreek was like, he was spectacular, but only a couple guys were right behind him. So, go back and look at the voting. Compare Calvin Johnson's numbers to the other numbers, and then do yourself a favor and look at the award history and just realize that it takes like, you're right, it takes a record-setting performance. If you think Tyreek can set records at wide receiver, and the Dolphins can win the division. That's the other part of it.
Well, yeah, if Josh Allen's out, like that's the other thing. The Dolphins
the
win the division.
Because then they can win the division, right? So that then the narrative is, oh, my God. By the way, then you can lock up McDaniel for coach of the year.
Oh, 100%.
If that plays out. So he might carry some guys with him as it relates to the award voting on this, which is why the only other thing I had up in front of me was the AFC East. Like even this morning right now, the Bills are still minus 500 to win the division. Dolphins 5-1, Patriots 20-1, Jets 20-1. If you hear anything about Allen being ruled out and you're near a live betting, I don't think Case Keenum is carrying this team anywhere. I'm sorry.
Not
I love
past
Buffalo.
Miami.
I love Buffalo. I love the setup. I love their team. But Allen's a freak. So if you take him off of there, I can see the Dolphins winning that division.
That Dolphins 5-1 bet right now looks juicy.
Yeah. Until we go, oh, wait. Josh Allen hurt his elbow, then threw a ball 70 yards in the air the other night. Is he really that hurt? Like,
true.
Again, this is an extreme scenario, but I'm trying to walk through it in case it does play out.
Yep.
People are ready to go.
Yep.
And so if he's ruled out for the year, the Bills at 5-1 are very playable. I would not play the Patriots
the
or Jets at 20-1. I'm sorry. Yes, the Dolphins, obviously, at 5-1 are very playable in the division. And then the only other thing I wanted to look at, since I said it out loud, let's see. Have you looked at Coach of the Year odds?
I have not.
Don't look. What do you think Mike McDaniel is right now?
If I had to guess, plus 350?
He's 12-1.
What?
Sirianni, O'Connell, Daboll, Carroll, Saleh, Mike McDaniel. Again, in the scenario where Josh Allen's out for the year, and the Dolphins win the division, and Tyreek Hill sets records, 12-1 is going to look really stupid. Now, Sirianni's a massive favorite because they might run the table. I weeks ago, you pointed out how bad their schedule was. So they may run the thing.
Yeah, like
in that
to me,
case, Sirianni's going to win for
Saleh
fun.
Are just not good bets. I don't trust them down the stretch.
I don't either. But
Sirianni should
49ers,
be the
by the way, we hate the Rams. The 49ers are still the favorite. Now that we get -135 to win the NFC West.
Yep.
So they have a better chance than Seattle does. Daboll and the Giants are going to crash and burn. O'Connell, I think, is in the mix. You know what I think about them. I got to bet on them to win the NFC. Sirianni is the deserved favorite. But after that, McDaniel should be third. He's 12-1. If you think of Josh Allen might be even out for a couple games. If they win the division and Tyreek Hill sets records, Mike McDaniel is winning Coach of the Year first year in Miami. They have 6 wins already.
Yeah.
He's 12-1.
Yeah, that's insane. And what? So the only other name for Coach of the Year that hasn't been mentioned that should be higher, where's Pete Carroll?
He's 8-1. He's 4th choice.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. It's Sirianni -135, O'Connell +650, Daboll 8-1, Carroll 8-1. Saleh 9-1, McDaniel 12-1.
Yeah, to me, the only realistic options here are Sirianni, of course, it should be the favorite. Then O'Connell, Carroll, and McDaniel. And I think McDaniel should be much higher than 12-1. So I really don't hate placing a little wager on that either.
I'm telling you what, folks, okay? This podcast may be fired into the sun in like 3 minutes when Mortensen says not an injury. I'm glad we talked through it. This is what you should be doing. If you're taking it seriously, if your hobby is this and not golf or not poker, this is the things you should be looking through. And if you have multiple books to look at, we're giving you one book right now, DK. That's all we have. In a year from now, when I have 15 books to look at, I'm going to have a portfolio of this stuff.
Yeah, like, that's
100%. The reality of it. So I'm glad we did it. It's a fun exercise. It may be worthless, Shime, in like 3 minutes.
Yep.
I'm glad we did it.
I am too.
I should text you earlier decision. So you could think about it. I didn't mean to throw it on you, but I was thinking about the show this morning, doing what's going to look about to be. Waited a little bit too long on the yard work this year, Shime. A lot of leaves.
Okay.
A lot of leaves, buddy. So I was like, what? There's no game tonight. And the Allen stuff, and I there's probably some other angles we're missing, and you can let us know at BetQL Boston on Twitter, BetQL Boston on Twitter. Follow and tweet at us 24/7. But just some things to think about if this thing comes down. Obviously, if you're holding Josh Allen MVP tickets, you're clutching that he's not he's ruled in. I would not, if he's going to miss a week, I don't think his MVP stuff is dead, by the way.
Like, no,
if
by
he
no
misses
means.
A week or he's hobbled, I would not erase him from consideration.
Missing multiple weeks that he becomes probably irrelevant in the conversation.
Yeah, well, and then this game would have been potentially, you know, what did Lockerson call it? Like when Allen had that hurdle a couple weeks ago, we thought like, okay, that's his MVP moment.
Yeah,
like that's his Heisman moment that he had with week four, week five, whatever it was for the MVP. This game could have been a similar type of thing if he plays, because the Vikings are good. This is a huge game this weekend for these two teams.
It's a massive game. And also, if you think there's any chance Josh Allen is injured, you should hop on Minnesota +6 right now. Since we're talking about it, has to be mentioned.
Like I don't think it's a bad bet either way.
I don't either. I don't think it's a bad bet either way, but...
You're done. Whoa. I can read your text saying you're done betting on the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm not going to bet on the Vikings, but I'm just saying if Josh Allen is injured in this game, you should have +6 already. Like that's if you like the Vikings and you kind of like them at 6 anyways, and there's a chance Josh Allen doesn't play in this game, and yet it's still 6, might want to play the Vikings. Just a thought.
And by the way, people have the same idea. Vikings are getting 64% of the bets and 82% of the money.
Yeah, there it is
in the early betting. And at one point, this thing was 7.5, and there are still some sevens out there, Shime.
Oh boy,
Bet Rivers still has it at 7. Let's see.
I can't believe some of the lines this week. By the way.
Go ahead. Feel free to. I've not done a deep dive yet. I'll be honest.
How is Chicago only a 2.5-point favorite over Detroit? Has anybody watched what they've done on offense the last like 3 weeks?
Yeah, I don't think the Bears defense is very good. I think that.
Yeah, but it's
that
the
is
Lions.
A sneaky
the
shootout
Lions stink.
This week. Sneaky shootout this week.
The Lions were awful at home in a place where they've been lighting it up last week. That line doesn't make sense to me. Just because of the Josh Allen like possibility of injury,
Vikings,
6
yep.
doesn't make sense to me. That should be like 4.5 or 3.5.
I'll tell you the one that jumped out to me, and this is stupid. No one's going to bet this game, I don't think. But the Giants should not be a 6.5-point favorite.
No.
I know that they're a fun story, but they're terrible run defense. Damon, I'm sorry. That's too many points.
Yep.
That is an overreaction to looking at the records.
And how is Seattle 2.5-point underdogs against Tampa Bay? Is that just Tom Brady? It's people still don't believe Seattle?
No, I'll tell you what. Tampa taking some huge bets because right now, public betting, Seahawks have 59% of the bet, Shime, 11% of the money.
What?
The Bucs have a 41-89 split right now. One of the biggest splits I've ever seen in my life in terms of sharp money that came in on the Bucs.
I'm gonna sit on this then. I am going to sit on my hands and wait and see if I can get to 3. Because if I get 3, I am going to pump Seattle.
Okay, that whole I want you to say that whole sentence. You're going to sit on it and you're going to pump it.
Yep. 100%. Great choice of words, right?
Subscribe.
Also, how are the Raiders 6.5-point favorites?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You love the whole board? I love the whole board this week.
No, it's just I didn't say I love it. I just said there's a lot of weird lines. That's where I'm at. That's where my head's at. I really only love the Seahawks line at the moment.
A lot of Vegas zone
a lot
for
of
you,
it.
Bill?
It's a lot of weird areas. I don't know.
All right, so post this as fast as you can, because the Josh Allen news is going to come and destroy
it'll
this
go right
whole
up.
Podcast. So put it right up. We will let you know. You can subscribe, rate and review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on the Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow to get you closer and closer to Thursday Night Football, more NFL ideas. We'll have the Josh Allen news, so we'll react to whatever the Josh Allen news is tomorrow and take a look at the state of the Patriots heading into the middle of their bye week, Shime. Excellent job by you, as always. We'll talk tomorrow morning, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Also, last thing, just bet the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Even money. There you go. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.